Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the Shuckers and the Barons deep in the heart of Alabama Crimson Tide country. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, joined by Georgia Bulldog and Will Childers. Will, appreciate the time.
Not a problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
What's it like being deep in Tide country as a Bulldog fan? You're just yelling gold dogs everywhere you go?
Yeah, man, for sure. I've enjoyed it. We're staying in our hotels in a mall, so I've seen a lot of Roll Tide gear, and guys have been coming and giving me a tough time, but it's been pretty cool.
Speaking of pretty good, you've been throwing pretty well on the mound. Fastball's up to 97. It's been looking real good out there. How good you been feeling as you enter the final month of this season in 2024?
Man, I've been feeling really good. Yeah, like you said, I've been running up a little bit the last couple of weeks. Arms felt good. Body stayed in good shape. So it's really encouraging to feel this good this late in the season, you know. And it's been good the last couple of weeks.
How about that encouragement, too, of becoming a full-time reliever this year for the first time in your career and continuing to stack zeros here late in August?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, definitely was adjustment coming into the season, being reliever. Something I wasn't surprised to hear coming out of the offseason. I was kind of expecting it. And it's been a good transition so far, man. Shout out to my pitching coaches in Wisconsin, Josh Spence, and then obviously here, Will Shearholtz and Paul. They've helped a whole bunch with that transition, so thankful for those guys.
And since July, when you came back up to AA, you've just been getting everybody out. An ERA of a 1.32 in your last 12 appearances. What's contributed to all the success you've had coming back here to AA?
You know, kind of just always working on things. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there. Like, we're living in an era now where there's a lot of information out there and guys try to do a lot of things. But, you know, just really honing in, working on certain things with Paul and Will and just kind of staying the course and seeing some fruition.
And like you said, there is so much information you guys, especially as pitchers, take in on a daily basis on every single pitch you throw. There's like 9 to 40 different metrics. Are there certain ones you're honing in on when you're out there?
When I'm out on the mound, just thinking about competing. But, you know, the work we put in, we're definitely looking at vertical break, horizontal break, this and that. You know, just keeping consistent release heights, consistent release points. So really those two metrics probably most out of the bullpen we look at when we work on things.
How much did going to a program like Georgia in the SEC, where you do have a lot of those analytics provided to you, help you out transition to pro ball where you're delivered everything and then some on every pitch you throw?
No doubt. I was super fortunate to go to a program like UGA. Like you said, kind of had the analytical base. Kind of really started my freshman when I first got there. We started implementing it. My pitching coach, Sean Kenny, helped out a whole lot to, you know, help us understand those numbers and use them for our benefit, and that definitely helped me roll over in pro ball for sure.
How much does that help you grow here in 2024 in the mound?
A lot, you know, just kind of, you know, I think it's from a standpoint where, like, it helps you understand better what kind of pitcher you are and to play to your strengths, and I think that's definitely been the biggest help this season, is just committing to who I am on the mound and using those metrics to help me.
Nick Merkel talked about this when we chatted with him on Tuesday, is that you guys down in the bullpen are playing immaculate grid. Are you good on the baseball side? What's your strength down there?
Yeah, we do on occasion for sure. Might get in a little trouble. We do on occasion. We pull some names. We have some good name pools. A lot of guys, no ball down there. So it's been a good group on that grid down there for sure.
Now, when the Atlanta-Milwaukee side comes up, do you pull out your dad at all, who played for both the Brewers and the Braves?
Oh, 100%. Every day we play the grid. Like, I'm waiting for a Milwaukee-Atlanta guy. Or there's, like, a category where it's only pitched one game, and I can use my uncle with the Rays as well. So I look forward to days like that.
Do you know what the rarity score is for your dad and your uncle playing one game and then playing just a handful with the Brewers and the Braves?
It's low. It's definitely low. So, like, that's another thing, too, is I get the username, and it's also good for the rarity score for the group. So it's good. It's good.
When it pops up, are you telling dad? You're like, hey, heads up, you got a zero rarity score.
Oh, no, yeah, he's getting a screenshot for sure. I'll give him credit where it's due. I'll give him some credit.
We're also deep down here again in Alabama country. You're a big Bulldog guy, big Bulldog football fan. They're coming up soon. Opening day for them is in 9 days. They're taking on Clemson. How excited are you for UGA football this year?
Nah, man, I'm juiced up. Obviously, it's a great time right now to be a Georgia fan, but I'm juiced up, hoping they get another natty. Still know some guys that go to school there and play, so I'm going to be pulling hard. I'm really juiced for this Clemson matchup as well, first of the year.
One of the big things at UGA is going to a game in Athens is insane. What is that environment like when you're going back as a guy who played for the Bulldogs?
Man, it's a little too much fun. I mean, it's awesome. Get to see old buddies, get to see family and friends. Like I said, I mean, nothing like it. I'm obviously biased. I think it's the greatest atmosphere in the country, but it's definitely a heck of a time.
Have you connected in a big way now that the season's coming up with your clubhouse manager, Craig Thomas?
Enormously. Shout out Craig. He's actually helped me hook up with some people for tickets for games. And, you know, talking Georgia ball with Craig is honestly the highlight of my days. Most days I'm in the locker room. So definitely shout out Craig Thomas and the Dogs.
You got a guy who you're expecting to break out this year for the Dogs?
So don't know him, but we got ETN from Florida. He's a running back transfer, you know, so he's a guy that's been in the league, gotten some snaps under his belt. So I think he's going to be a big threat for the Dogs this year.
You thinking Natty?
I'm thinking Natty for sure. I'm thinking Natty.
We'll appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Javik. Appreciate it, man.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and the Barons coming up next.